If sex is not working great with your partner, just do this, you've got to do this. Such a common story. You love each other, you don't want to be with somebody else. But something in sex is not quite working well, and you're so terrified of talking to your partner, you will literally do anything before talking to each other. You will assume, you will interpret, you will try to guess, you will try to work it out. You will make huge conclusions, normally the wrong ones. And I understand this. I understand the fears that you have. You know, this is going to somehow ruin things. Maybe your partner is going to get hurt. Maybe, you know, they're going to get upset. Maybe you will hear something that you don't want to hear and you're afraid of that. But you just need to talk to each other. Because the chances are this is going to be really good for you. Even if, you know, the result of that conversation is a bit difficult for you to take in or for your partner. You know, first of all, you're just not going to guess what is happening. You know, you're trying to interpret and to assume. You will be surprised how many times whatever it is that you're thinking is just completely so way off, especially in sex, where people can have such a gap of, you know, whatever you're imagining and fearing more than anything, and what your partner actually feels and what it is about for them. You know, the number of times I had people in my consultancy, couples talking to each other, you know, being mediated through me, the number of times they turned to each other and they said, you know, that's really amazing to hear, or that's really interesting to hear, because I also feel this and I didn't know that you felt that as well. I also want this and I didn't know that you wanted this as well. For years they didn't know this until they were talking there, mediated by somebody. You know, and it might be a difficult conversation in the sense that it is very vulnerable, it's very like sensitive, but that is also a beautiful thing, because that is intimacy. Even just the act of conversation about this can make you feel closeness, regardless of what was actually said. The important thing is just try to understand each other. There's only two things that you really need to be doing. One is, you know, you really try to understand what your partner feels. You don't need to solve anything. You don't need to come up with a solution right now. Maybe later, you know, I'll say a few words about that. Just understand why they're doing what they're doing or not doing. What do you feel? Be genuinely curious. You know, try to understand, because you love your partner, because you want to know what they feel, and that will come through to your partner. And maybe you want to share how you feel, how some things are making you feel. But again, it is not a demand to change something. You just want to share in intimacy. This is how I'm feeling. And it's up to them, really, whether they care or not. If they don't care, that also is a good result of this conversation, for you to see that clearly. These conversations, they can be surprisingly really nice to have. And you were so afraid just to find that it actually went really well, and there was a lot of understanding and there was a lot of love and goodwill, and they can make you feel really nice, really close together. So, you know, they are most likely to go really well. But even if they don't, difficult things had to be revealed and they left you with some difficult feelings, I find that can also be actually very connecting. Like, your fears are understandable. You're afraid you will upset your partner, make them insecure, or maybe even make them angry. I understand. Come from love. From love, just ask them, you know, what is going on for them. If you have to share something and be honest about it, be honest about your experience and what you feel, you still have to let them know, even if it is unpleasant. You have to, because there is no intimacy without it. Come from love. Come from kindness. And the effect of that, you know, if they're upset or they're insecure or they're angry, you know, we are all adults. We can all deal with that. And they might dwell on it for a bit. They might process what you had to say. It might be difficult for them, true, but they might come to realize something important and meaningful from this, and to commit to something better with you, and to, you know, to try to make you happy. They might get angry about it, you know, not nice. I don't recommend it, but if they do, they do. And you still have to have this honesty and this intimacy. It still needs to be talked about. And if it makes them angry, they will go away and be angry, and they are a grown up, and then they will calm down, and then you can, you know, see what you're going to do about it. It is not a reason for you to not talk about these things. You might hear something you don't like. You might hear something they feel that makes you feel that you fell short that you weren't good enough at something. I will not tell you that you won't. In fact, the likelihood is that you will hear that. But this is your thing. Do you really want to know what is happening so that you can mend this and things can be better? Or do you prefer to not know, but the problem persists and it keeps festering? At least you will know clearly what is going on and you can take some steps. It might call on you to make an effort. You might have felt so far that you don't need to make changes. You don't need to make an effort. And it is comfortable, but it isn't working, is it? You haven't avoided problems this way. My personal opinion, and you know, we can't generalize, yeah, you know, people have different situations, but you know, it's always about probabilities, yeah? What is the most likely probability of what's going to happen? And I think in vast majority of cases, there are two outcomes. One is you find some hard truths about your current situation with each other. And they will be the truths that you can mend. Then you can go, okay, yes, I can see how this is a problem for you. Let's see what we can do about this. And these hard truths, however they feel in the moment, they're going to make life better for you. They're going to bring you closer. They're going to make you more in love with the solutions that you will find. And just sticking your head in the sand, not finding out that hard truth, doesn't remove the fact that, you know, the problem is acting on your relationship. And the other outcome is you may find some hard truths that are impossible to mend one way or another. They're tough situations. But isn't it better for both of you to have a chance first to actually say to each other if you can mend this situation and you're prepared to, instead of both of you interpreting and making assumptions? And secondly, if it is a hard truth that is impossible to mend, well, isn't it better to know that? You will make your decisions from there, whatever they are. But knowing that surely can only be helpful to the situation, right? That's what I believe. But look, you know, these conversations, they can be surprisingly really nice to have, and they can make you feel really nice, really close together. So, you know, they are most likely to go really well and, you know, make you feel like that was such a nice thing to do. Now, whatever you come up with, when you both understand what you both feel, it doesn't mean that, you know, you have the solution, you know how to fix it. Sometimes you don't even discuss it in the same conversation. Sometimes it's okay to just reveal to each other what is going on, to find out, and then just, you know, let it settle for a bit. Let each other process that. You know, the conversation can be ongoing. You know, okay, you know, I understood what you felt. You know, let's see if we can do something about it. You're not meant to have the solution. You know, you might not know how to solve a problem or exactly how to do things that would solve the problem. And then you can have outside help and outside ideas. You know, it could be somebody like me, could be somebody else, could be, you know, all sorts of things. So you're not meant to know everything and to be able to solve everything. It's okay to arrive to a place, okay, I see the situation, but I don't know how we can solve this, what we can do about it. That's okay. Now you're both thinking, what can we do here to be better together? That's a different place. It's not a place of, I don't know what is going on with my partner and I'm suspecting everything about it, you know, and half of it or all of it is, you know, completely not what is going on, and just being in this distance and disconnect and this anxiety. So do it.